We're going to be talking about go out and map. We are not saying you should go out now and map. So we have a session that is named Go Out and Map. So Leah is going to come up. So you want to improve the map of your village or city. How do you want to do that? Install Mapillary, go cycling, print a map and use a pen to draw it over. Install an editor app and go tapping buttons. Just try to remember everything. Bring it home to map in JSON. Let's see what tools we have and how to make the best map with no money and a lot of enthusiasm. So Leah is coming up to explain to us more about this, and he'll be talking about go out and map. Over to you,
Leah. Right, it works. Cool. So first thing first, some people expect of me this, but I should inform you that this presentation will have no slides of cat whatsoever. So with that out of the way, let's start. I am Ilya. I have been mapping for 14 years. That's a pretty long time. And of course, I have tried everything in those times. I came to the project because I like riding bicycles. And I just used OpenStreetMap because it was the best map of the world 14 years ago. But also, like, I did all kinds of mapping, like car mapping, even plane mapping. So most people right nowadays start with quite narrow understanding of mapping. Like, you open JSON or ID and you start tracing satellite imagery because nothing points you otherwise. Of course, I did a lot of that. It is fun, it's very rewarding. Mapping in JSON or satellite imagery, it gives you instant gratification because stuff appear on the map immediately. And this is so great to see. There are so many people that just live for that. But the problem is, as Joshua said yesterday about in his Map Capybara talk, like, going out is more important. Like, we can do all the data processing, all the like tracing, but what's important, having people on the ground. So this talk is about that. This talk is about how, like, the main strength of OpenStreetMap, that each of you, you're all living in different countries, in different cities, and you bring your local knowledge to OpenStreetMap, and this local knowledge is not in satellite imagery, not anywhere, it's with you, and you get it when you walk your streets. So the problem with satellite imagery is that it takes time, and sometimes it feels like a job. Like, I have been to a mapping party on Thursday at the ESA hub, and yeah, it was very official. Like, here's how you install JSON and do the stuff, and then now sit and click on the map for 2 hours. Not very interesting. Like, it's more interesting to go around. So going around can also be made to feel like a job. Like, in commercial cartography, like, you take your theodolite and you put it on a street and you start mapping, measuring all the distances to sub-millimeter precision and like all the angles, creating the best map of that actual area that can be used to build things, to do land measurements, very important, serious, useful stuff. I wouldn't want to do that because it needs a lot of knowledge and it looks very boring. So, and OpenStreetMap is about fun. OpenStreetMap doesn't pay, at least me, I don't know about you. So it needs different incentives. And the main one is that I shouldn't be bored. And also, OpenStreetMap cannot handle that accuracy. the accuracy, absolute accuracy of OpenStreetMap is not in millimeters or centimeters, it's in meters usually. You cannot do anything with it. It's just limited by data model, by GPS navigators and stuff like that. So we don't do precision, but what we lack in quality, we have in quantity. Because OpenStreetMap has the community, and communities like hundreds, thousands of editors everywhere. No commercial company can do that. And we attract people as a community, and we make them map like we do at mapping parties. Just, hello, welcome to OpenStreetMap, here is your JSON, go and map. And again, every one of you have local knowledge. So what do we do? How do we actually go out? Well, the process is simple. We use our cameras, right? We go around, collect photos, collect GPS traces, and like the OpenJSON, georeference just photos, and start. I'm explaining what this was like 15 years ago, right? It didn't change much, but it's also part of history. So like I was thinking, what kind of talk is this? Is this a talk about history of OpenStreetMap? Like when I explain how we did this in the olden days, which nobody except Frederick and me remember, like it would be boring. You're the conference, you know stuff. Because, yeah, maybe it's like different, because I know, you know, that current tools are like lacking. So maybe, and people know I have a lot of ideas, maybe it's a talk about like how can we improve our tools to be better, to be faster, to make more, to map more. And I can tell you that. I know I have a lot of ideas. But then I did this talk 11 years ago at State of the Map 2013. And I was telling back then, yeah, our tools, our photo mapping stuff is not excellent, but in like a couple of years, we have something better. And what happened is that we got Mapillary. The next year, 2014, this small Sweden company, or Norwegian, I don't remember actually, they produce apps for iPhone and Android that allow you to collect photos. And like it was really easy. Instead of working with a camera and making photos of it, everything, you just walked around with the phone, it automatically collected photos and uploaded them somewhere to the clouds. And it didn't require anything from you. You did your job. You walked around, you kind of mapped hundreds, millions, billions, kilometers of the world just by walking around and taking photos, right? So inspiring, except you did do photographing, you didn't do actual mapping. And I see people mixing all those all the time. Photo mapping is a two-step process. First step is excellent, it's very fun. You're walking around your town or another town, you're learning all the roads, all the paths around it, you're learning what shops there are. Actually, street mapping is very rewarding, not because you're making a map for somebody, but because you're learning the city for yourself. You're learning to look at it from different angles. You understand it more, why those streets are the way they are, like what kind of things there are. Like, I learned so much about my area when I started mapping shops around it. This is very rewarding. This isn't. It's the second step. Photo mapping always two-step process. Collect the data, add the data to OpenStreetMap. So you open ID or Rabbit, turn on the Mapillary layer and start photo mapping. And it takes a lot of time. You open a photo and you look at it, compare it to the map, see what's not been mapped. Then you add missing things, maybe zoom in to read some names and type them in and like check, yeah, everything's correct. We can move to the next photo, and it takes a lot of time. And I was like explaining this 10 years ago, actually. Once I walked around my hometown and I took 1,500 photos in 2 days. And I was processing them, adding to the map for the next half a year. It wasn't great. So the next time I'm thinking of like taking some photos, maybe it was Mapillary, I remember that. And nah, not fun. So what do we do? The photo mapping is like part of media mapping, and my point is media mapping doesn't work actually. Like there's video mapping, there's audio mapping. It all requires a lot of time to process the data. Like, what a great idea. You're driving the car, you cannot take your attention off from the road. You have to look at other cars, but you also see like shops and stuff out there. So you just press a button and say to the microphone, there is a gift shop to the left, and there's like a restaurant, Michael's Burgers to the right, open 24 hours, and this is all that's recorded. And then you come home, you open JOSM, georeferences, audio thing, audio files, and start mapping by the notes. It sounds so like simple, easy, and fun. No. What happens is in 20 minutes, you begin hating yourself. You begin hating your voice, hating your diction, because all the names are you don't understand them. And you are missing important information. Was it to the left or to the right? And it is becomes so frustrating. Media mapping just doesn't work. It can be made better. Like, come on, it's 2024. Messengers have buttons that convert speech to text. So you make an audio note, press a button, and get a gibberish that resembles what you said, and it works. You could have like connected those two things, so you are driving and you're recording proper notes, and you can look at them and process them faster. Nobody does that. But it's possible, I don't know. Wiki page about audio mapping hasn't been changed in the last 12 years. Nobody even tries. Can photo mapping be fixed? Well, of course it can. We have machine learning object detection. If you look at Mapillary, in 2018, they have started detecting road signs and other stuff on the map. And now you can open and see all the detected things and even load them in ID or Rapid. But then you start mapping it, and turns out that they help with nothing. You still have to process photos, but also you have to process the detected things separately to check that they correspond to the map, that they have mapped or not mapped. There is no tasking manager. You cannot see what parts of Mapillary imagery are mapped and what are not. You have to process them at once for entire cities. It just doesn't work. Can it work? Yeah. Mapillary is under Meta, who makes Facebook, who has like shit ton of money, who can fix everything, make it easier, simpler for us to map. Will they? Of course not. Because their goals, financial goals, they don't align with our goals or of any people actually. Because they have like money to get. There's no money in mapping. There is like with maps, everyone knows maps are made for cars. Well, regular maps at least, not OpenStreetMap. So companies like Uber, Lyft, Meta, Apple, Grab, Carter, and everyone else, they're making car maps. There are money in cars, autonomous vehicles, electric vehicles, tons of money. Walking around, riding a bicycle, no money whatsoever. No one will spend on making mapping easier for you. But of course, yeah, Mapillary can be made better. I have so many ideas, and I'm not the smartest one in this room. So I'm pretty sure they have more ideas. They just can't. No money, no time sorry, we have 360 to do. So if you know what 360 is, and not about MapLory, sorry. So media mapping doesn't work. Does data mapping work? Data mapping is taking notes. Taking notes, it's easy. We have been doing it since the 2005, since the start of OpenStreetMap. We have been collecting GPS traces, and we have been adding waypoints with texts, like surfaces and stuff like that. Really easy. And we have started producing more apps for that, like Keypad Mapper, excellent app for taking addresses quickly, defunct for 6 years. OSM Tracker to collect better waypoints annotated. Osmond has not taken stuff. So many apps were there 6, 8, 10 years ago. But over time, we they all died out except Osmond, because we understood something. Phones were getting more powerful. So we could do map editing on the phone. I mean, we have started to see editors appearing, and there are tons of editors that upload directly to OpenStreetMap that keep the idea of taking notes. They don't like edit the entire OpenStreetMap. It's like Street Complete. It asks you, does this crossing have tactile paving? Yes, no. And that's all. You tap on button, it's uploaded to OpenStreetMap, we have edited. Congratulations, you moved up the leaderboards. How cool is that? There are so many apps like that. Hydrant maps to collect hydrants. Wheel map to collect wheelchair accessibility. So many. This is really inspiring. And it feels like we have solved mapping outdoors. Take any of those apps and go outside and map, and you will improve the map drastically. Except they do have one problem, right? Because they are focusing on nodes and attributes, meaning you add points. You add trees, you add benches, you add crossings, you add hydrants, you add tags like wheelchair tag or, I don't know, Christmas market tag or whatever. That's pretty limited. It covers a lot of stuff, but when you find a missing road, when you find a fence, when you find a stream that's not on the map, what do? You can use Go, Map, and Vespucci, all great editors. But I don't know, they look great in theory, but my fingers are too fat, my phone screen is too small. I don't know, like making precise editing of geometries on the phone, It's not fun. OpenStreetMap should be fun. Why are we even participating? It's not a job. It will turn into that man with theodolite measuring stuff and doing precise lines. No, when I see something like this, when I cycle in the forest, I don't know what to do. Every door doesn't help. Street Complete doesn't help. Does this bridge have tactile paving? Who cares? So what do? We are back to pen and paper. Working papers. You take a paper, take a pen, and you see, like, here's the road. These roads. Here's buildings and the stream. Just drawing on a paper. It is powerful. It has been with us since 2008, at least, 16 years, with different apps, with different web services to print maps. Everyone has been using it. It's a humanitarian team has been using it. Who here has used working papers ever? Yeah, like half of the people. Good enough. I have started my OpenStreetMap journey with working papers, like the first month. I learned about this, I printed some maps. I didn't have a printer, I drew them myself for 2 hours, but still. And I walked outside, collected data. They're so great, but they have problems, right? There is a reason that most working paper printing websites are defunct right now, that less people are doing it, especially in Europe. And that reason is not MapLory. That reason is that they need preparation. So you have to know you're going somewhere to just print working papers beforehand. They need you to understand how to make maps with your hands. And it's pretty hard. You need to have like this hard thing to keep your working papers. So working papers still a problem. People don't do that. It's not fun for people because there's so many steps. My instructions for printing working papers contain 28 steps. It's awful. So yeah, this year I fixed it. At least one positive thing in this talk is this. At least something is fixed with Everdoor. Of course, it's Everdoor. The idea is simple. There's a turn on satellite imagery, and you just start drawing on it, right? How simple is that? I have been talking about that since 2013, at that very talk 11 years ago. Just this year I got to it. That's all there is. Is it not unlike working papers? And you can choose like roads, pedestrian walkways, streams. You draw it, you annotate it with surfaces and stuff like that, and you upload it to the clouds and open it in JOSM or SUNID, and it works. You trace it just like working papers. How cool is that? I would explain it more, but those should be simple. Really, it doesn't need any new knowledge. Go out and do this stuff. Working papers have more troubles than obvious because it's still two-step process. I have organized dozens of mapping parties on which I printed those. We walked around, it was very fun. We had some kebab or something and like gather around and talked a lot and filled working papers with stuff. Then I came home and I put those papers to a pile and they're still there. Like 6 years passed, 8 years passed. I don't know if I should map those because they're a bit obsolete, I guess. That's a problem. That will be a problem with Joe Scribbles, right? It's obvious that you draw stuff, you upload it, and you don't care because Everdoor is all about being outside, not being at your JOSM. I have solved it recently. When you open Joe Scribbles' website, it shows you, it has a tasking manager because it's all in a database. So I can group it by person, by date. And here are a list of things I mapped or not mapped. And you can have that for you. So you don't forget. Forgetting is a problem. When I made this thing, I found out that out of 6 times I went outside, I forgot about 5. So I had a chance to remember and map it. Really simple, Joe Scribbles. And you think that fixes one thing wrong with OpenStreetMap out of. You have to do everything in JavaScript in OpenStreetMap. But the one thing I want to talk about is also, it's not about like drawing in every door. It's about drawing in general. Because, and people who've been to Poland know the next bit. Because when I was testing this thing, and I was just got a satellite imagery, and I got the basic interaction, so I just took my phone, I debug on this, and just put my finger to it and started drawing like I felt something. Like it was something I have long forgotten. I was making a map because there's satellite imagery and I'm drawing. But also I was making a map unencumbered by all the tagging practices, all the like validation, all the things. I was just raw drawing and controlling what I need to do. At that moment, I felt the power of making, I felt powerful over the map. I was controlling it. not wiki pages that tell you which highway values you can and cannot use, not corporations that use the OpenStreetMap map data and look eagerly that nobody makes any mistakes, not expert mappers that maintain local tagging guidelines and stuff like that. It was me who was controlling. It was, there's a reason that maps has always been a matter of like governance of kings and warriors, because controlling the map means controlling the world, because this is one thing that like gives you understanding, it gives you knowledge and power over your world around you. Even if it's something small, like drawing on your phone. This is like, it's really hard to explain, but not having anybody tell you to do, you can do anything. You can draw dicks on a map, I don't know. You can draw whatever you see. And every line on the screen, it adds to your understanding of where you live, where you are. I really want to share this feeling. That's why I'm talking about this. And that's why I implore you to try EveryDoor. And I also want more people to understand like how cool is that? We in OpenStreetMap got millions of contributors, 100,000, I don't know. There are 6,000 people editing OpenStreetMap every day. And what do they use? They probably use ID Editor or JOSM or whatever they got, Street Complete. They don't, most of them don't know about EveryDoor. They don't know about working papers. Working papers were like 10 years ago. We all forgot how cool is that to draw on them. People in OpenStreetMap don't know about OpenStreetMap. And this is what about this talk. This talk is actually a political talk. We are mappers. We don't use what we have. Hundreds of volunteers, like 100,000 map. There are people who create documentation. There are people who teach people. There are like LearnOSM, UN mapping guides, and stuff like that. There are thousands of volunteers who use their free time on making the code, making new editors, making new processing tools, like OSM Chalek, who did like Street Complete, like GoMap, like EveryDoor, like you know, all the documentation, like TissueSM and everything. So many things. All of you are doing something. We, OpenStreetMap is not the map, it's everything we do. OpenStreetMap is community plus data. Everyone who has been here for more than a year knows that OpenStreetMap is not the map, despite its name. It's community plus data. And then we open main page of our website and it's a map. There is no data, it's a separate website. There is no community. You know, we got forums? No link to the forum whatsoever. Somebody said me it's there, but it's hidden. I clicked on everything. I looked around, no link to the forum. No community we got. This is what we're selling. A default style managed by 10 people at most. And that felt weird to me 10 years ago. Now it's a bit boils me inside. Like, how can we live with that? It's not that we could make it better. It's that we make people, volunteers, invisible by keeping the map on our website. And we can do better. It doesn't need money. It just needs people to support it, to understand that what's there is what it is. It says we have two editors, ID and JOSM. And 11 years ago, it was Potlatch and JOSM. It's not the case. Street Complete is the second most popular editor in OpenStreetMap. How did you learn about it? Word of mouth. Nobody reads Wiki, nobody reads forum. You just learn it from somebody. Why it's not there, I don't understand. So maybe this is one small thing we can do, to share the work we do, to share the power we have over the map with Evridor and other editors, to share the power of looking at change status with SMCHI, I don't know. One small thing, and more power to us. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Leah. We start with Vanilla's question. Mapillary has been acquired by Meta. Are you planning to or know someone to create a similar project that is not affected with any corporations?
Yeah, we don't have much time, so I'll be short. Yeah, Mapillary was acquired by Meta in 2020, and since then they have made it worse and worse. Some of you who are developers know that. There are many alternatives. There is CartaView by Grab. There is Panoramax by French guys. The latter I have hopes for, but not many. And there are some internal alternatives, like Lyft has their own thing inside, and some other companies should do. So yeah, it's like well-trodden path by now. So I would recommend Panoramax because it's the most open.
All right. Here, do you have any question?
Thank you. Thanks for your talk. I had one question. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the group. I believe it is pronounced Boot, B-H-O-O-T. I think they're out of, I believe it was Bangladesh, but they're a group that actually all maps under the same username. Their goal is, in fact, to be sort of anonymous within their own community and to not be associated with that. It's a sort of different understanding of how they want to participate in the map. What would you say to that? How does that fit into your vision? Is that something that a different way of socially engaging could support or work around? There's a sort of, I mean, if you're not familiar with this group, then this probably sounds insane, but.
It does.
Yeah. it seemed like a cool concept to me, but.
It is. I like when people do weird things. I think that's why we're here, to push the boundaries of what can be done with the map. That is an interesting concept. I frankly haven't heard of it, but I have no opinion. Why not?
It was just an interesting example of like not focusing on the individual that I think might
It is great. One of big problems in OpenStreetMap is the feeling of ownership, which produces like people who care about their countries, about the data being perfect, reverting all the like new bio change sets because they're not perfect. This ownership, I don't know what to do with it. So this boot idea is a good option.
All right, we're going to take one more question only. We just want to maintain the time. And if you have more questions, you can always reach him.
Okay, if you don't like what's currently in OSM.org, what would you like to see there instead, precisely? Not only Wakely, but you would like to present more of the data, more of the community. How should it look like? I mean, we couldn't have a photo wall of contributors.
If you have seen Evridor, you know I'm not the greatest designer. But I do have some ideas. It just I have made these slides this night, so I didn't have time to mock an option. But generally, it should be like curated thing, not like welcome or some openstreetmap.org, which is static and corporately very dry. But something that shows that yeah, there are people, there are data. Here's what you can do. Here's what you can help. Like besides tracing slate light imagery. So I don't know, we can gather later and brainstorm.
All right. I think we are stopping here. So if you have more questions, you can always reach out to him. And thank you so much for the wonderful presentation. He deserves a round of applause. Thank you. Thanks.